First, aviation officials in the U.S. are planning to expand the nation's busiest airport. This plan would add new runways to Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, but there's a problem. Two major airlines have hubs at O'Hare, United and American. One of them is losing money and the other is bankrupt. NPR's David Shaper reports.
In clear weather, Chicago's O'Hare Airport can accommodate 100 takeoffs and landings an hour, more than 900,000 a year. But since the 1980s, O'Hare has become a place air travelers try to avoid because of chronic congestion and flight delays.
O'Hare's airfield design is outdated, outmoded.
John Harris is Chicago's deputy aviation commissioner. He says since the runways intersect, bad weather like snow, fog, and even rain limits how many runways can be used.
Today, O'Hare delays cost the airlines nearly $370 million a year because of the inefficient runway layout.
The city of Chicago is proposing a $6.6 billion plan to modernize O'Hare with a new runway alignment. Harris says six of the runways would be parallel to maximize operations in even the worst of weather.
By modernizing the layout, by reconfiguring the runways and adding a runway, we can make O'Hare a more reliable airport, a more efficient airport.
But critics of the plan say the city is lowballing the price. They predict the 15-year project could cost more than twice what the city estimates. And they say it could cost hundreds, if not thousands, of people their homes and businesses in the suburbs around O'Hare.
On its surface, it appears that it would destroy the whole community.
John Giles is village president of Bensonville, a suburb of about 20,000 residents on the southwestern edge of O'Hare. Chicago officials say more than 500 of Bensonville's homes and businesses will have to be torn down to make room for one of the new runways. But Giles suggests the figure will really be much higher. He says a new western access road to the airport, a ring road bypassing the airport, new rail lines, and other infrastructure for an expanded O'Hare all would go through his town.
For all practical purposes, there will be nothing left of the Bensonville community, nothing that anyone can identify by today's standards.
Chicago plans to fund the new runway configuration by issuing bonds that would be paid off from revenue generated by passenger facility charges and the gate and landing fees charged to airlines using the airport. Giles and other critics say that's a risky proposition, given the two airlines that are responsible for more than 70% of O'Hare's traffic, United and American.
With United Airlines in Chapter 11, looking at an additional $420 million in finance costs a year for the program alone, American Airlines losing $5 million a day. And based on the current financial position of the airlines, it shouldn't go forward now.
If we stopped every time an airline had a problem, we would never get anything built.
Chicago Mayor Richard Daley insists an expanded, more efficient airport is needed.
The fact is, according to every projection, more and more people are going to fly. And more products are going to be shipped by air. And we want those people and products to come through Chicago.
The FAA's projections for growth in air travel back up the mayor's claims. But aviation experts say it's still not clear how that demand will take shape at O'Hare. Joe Sweeterman is director of the Chaddock Institute at Chicago's DePaul University and an expert on the airline industry. He says both United and American will be much smaller, less dominant airlines, opening the door for other carriers to compete with them at O'Hare.
You know, we could see a surge in need for runway capacity. So, ironically, even though these airlines may be much smaller, there may be a farewell strong demand for more runway space.
Both United and American support the plan to update O'Hare. The city says airlines won't have to pay for the new runways until they use them. Chicago officials hope to have FAA approval for the expansion plan within 18 months. Meanwhile, the village of Bensonville and other opponents are taking their fight against O'Hare expansion to court, and a judge has temporarily put on hold the city's efforts to acquire land in Bensonville. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.